Blog Talk Radio.
Diane Lenning, we're continuing on tonight in the Book of Revelation, and we're praying our co-host will be able to join us. He has been ill this week, so we're praying for John.
Thank y'all very much for listening to us. It's been a pleasure to play for you. Thank you so much. On the guitar and some of the vocals, Mr. Gintrow on the guitar and the vocals. On the bass and some of the vocals, Mr. Keith Mosley. On the drums in the apartment, QC58, Mr. Jeff Sykes.
Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning and our co-host John, who we're not sure if he'll be able to call in tonight. He's been ill, but we're praying he will. This is Diane Lenning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. And we are so glad you are with us tonight. We do enjoy our time together. Let's bow our heads together and let's see if we can say the Lord's Prayer by heart. If you can't, that's okay. Some of you join later, but let's try to say it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And let's continue praying. Lord, we pray tonight for all our friends and loved ones who may be ill. We know there are some who are homebound or bound to the bed and are perhaps in the end of life or very ill. We pray, Lord, that you would be with them, that you would put your arms round about them and comfort them, help them feel a love, very love, and not alone, but that you are there with them. Pray that you would bless them, prepare their heart for the meeting with the Lord. We pray for those who are sick. We pray for John tonight, fighting stomach trouble. Pray that you would touch him. Be a repeated battle he's fighting, Lord. We pray that you would heal him totally. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God, that others will see the power demonstrated on earth, right around them, close to them. Lord, we pray for our family this week as we have lost our dearly beloved cousin Daryl, one of over 30-some cousins, descended from our Grandma Ruth and 9 siblings. And we just pray, Lord, for our immediate family, our kids, and all of us extended family, Lord, that you would bring us closer to you, God. Bring us closer together. And we pray if there are similar circumstances for others, that you would bring them in joy in knowing that we will meet again someday in heaven. Pray, Lord, for a feeling of love grounding us. Let us feel your arms about us, that we are not alone, that we are loved by you. And we look forward to that day. We'll all be physically and spiritually together in with and rule and reign, Lord, and worship together. We look forward to that time and grateful for the chance to be in your family. We know that all who are here have opportunity. That choice, and whether they want to be God. We pray, Lord, that you would woo everyone who hears this broadcast unto you by your Spirit. That you would let them see and feel the presence of God in their realm, that they would know God, accept you, Lord, as their Lord and Savior. We pray tonight especially for those who are Muslim or Buddhist or Hindu, Lord, who are not totally aware of what Christianity is, perhaps. Help me pray that you will give them greater understanding. Help them to listen to all our broadcasts. 2012, they're about the Book of John and about Jesus on earth and what it is to be a Christian. We pray, Lord, that they would listen and get understanding and accept you as their personal Savior. Pray that you would soften all the hearts of those who have hardened their hearts against the knowledge of God and who have been blinded by the evil wiles of Satan. Lord, we just pray that they would say, get thee behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I want to know about Jesus. I want to be a part of God's family. Help them stand strong. If they're alone, help them to remember that when we pray with them, in the name of Jesus, that there you are in our midst among us, being there to help us, and that you've sent us the Holy Spirit, according to the scripture in John. Give us guidance and understanding with us. Be a friend constantly, day in and day out, whether it be morning, noon, or night. And we praise you, Lord, tonight, for your many blessings you've already given us. And we know that some are going through very difficult times, perhaps for or they're not having enough food, or enough air, or enough of whatever. But we know, Lord, that absent from the body is presence with you, and that is the best place there is, present with you. Give us that protection, Lord. Help us be grateful and thankful for what we have, and not to constantly be wanting more. Pray, Lord, especially for America, that you would bring revival, that you would bring a renewal of spirit and a renewal of those seeking after the heart of God, that they would desire after you, Lord. Pray, Lord, for our country and for our leaders, that you would give them guidance and wisdom and help them to make the right decisions. They hear a lot of opinions from many people, but Lord, let them hear the voice of God and help them to respond to the voice of God the way that you want them to lead our country. And we pray for all countries around us and all leaders, that you would help them to know God, that their people would know God. Pray for peace and harmony around the world among all people, knowing that all people are God's creation, and we are all your children, for those who have accepted you as their son. Pray, Lord, if everyone opens to hear that message about Jesus and accepting Jesus, and that they will respond, Lord. We pray that you would bless and protect them, especially those in dangerous parts of the world, that you would give them wisdom with how to work together and how to respond to questions and how to win others to the Lord, but in difficult. For we know, Lord, that time of the harvest, that the harvest, meaning there are many millions of souls out there who are desiring to know you, and all they need is for the word and how to become. Pray in the precious Well, I'm going to take a short break because I've been praying a long time here, and I plan to sing a song tonight, Amazing Grace. I've been wanting to sing it a long time. I'm not the most wonderful singer, but I sing it out from my heart, and I'm hoping more than anything that it will teach you new songs that some of you around the world maybe have not heard before. And many of these songs you can just Google the name of the song and you'll get the word, but I will try to sing it clearly tonight, all the verses that I can sing. There are about 6, I believe, to Amazing Grace. But before I do that, let me take a little break, and I will be right back. Please stay with me. I always play really great, wonderful songs, and I love them all. They're just beautiful. Let's pray, let's sing or listen to, I'll get it here. Let's listen to How Great Is Our God. You can order any of these online. You just Google in the name How Great Is Our God and you'll find it. And this one is sung by Bethany Dillon. So we'll be back with you in just a few minutes. Stay with us. How Great Is Our God with Bethany Dillon. Great our God is. He is great. Praise be the name of the Lord. Now, if you've ever heard much about America, and many Christian songs come from America, one that has always been sung is Amazing Grace. It's one of the old gospels written by John Newton, who was born in 1725 and died in 1807. So he died over 200 years ago. So this song has been around a long time, And it happens to have been my cousin Tom's favorite song, and it was his sister Daryl who passed away this week. He passed away a couple years ago. They're my mother's sister's kids. Excuse me a minute. And I'm going to try to sing it. Now, my goal is really just to teach you the song. But I've only been able to sing again in the last couple of years since the Lord made known that I had a cyst on my lung and was causing me difficulty all my life to be able to sing, even though I had training as a young person with how to sing. So now I'm just trusting the Lord to help me sing, but more for you to learn how to worship God and to know these songs to sing when I'm not with you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I'm going to try to lower that a little bit. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. More verses, but I'll save that for near the end of the show so I don't spend the whole time singing that one song. But that one, you can imagine, is just beautiful with music behind it, and I don't have the capability yet to play music with me because it delays my voice. So what I will try to do eventually is get my keyboard out here and I can at least have rhythm. I do have drums that I can play, and I am planning on getting that set up eventually here. So we are going to read tonight out of Revelation. And I'm going to have to take a little break in between every time I do some talking and reading, since my friend John may not be able to call in tonight. But I want to remind you what we read about last time. We read last time in chapter 5 of Revelation, the book sealed with seven seals, in which only the Lamb that was slain was worthy to open. And then we found out about the opening of the seals in order, and that they're containing a prophecy to the end of the world, for the Lord will be coming again in his fullness. And I'm going to want tonight to start in chapter 6. I know I'm repeating and overlapping, but I hope that I have at least one new chapter each week. This is so deep and so rich and difficult to understand that you could read it 30 times and still not understand it. So I don't feel concerned about repeating some of it, or overlapping is what I am trying to do here, so it can connect it a little better from time to time. And for those who perhaps don't hear it every week, you can stay connected with what we have been reading. So we will start in just a couple of minutes in chapter 6 in the book of Revelation. Remember, if you are taking notes, you might want to get your pen and pencil and paper out and add to that outline we started the first night. Remember, this was the revelation of St. John the Divine, and he wrote these letters to the seven churches, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Laodicea, Philadelphia, Sardis, and Thyatira. So you can continue with your outline and write some notes, and I may be able to give you more scripture references tonight that are cross-references that support what we're reading tonight, in some cases give you greater understanding. There are books in the Old Testament that prophesy or predict or tell about these future events. And we are living in the last times right now as we speak. So although for some it's a scary time, it is definitely an interesting time. And for those who are Christians, we rest in the assurance that God is in control and that he has a plan for each one of us and where we fit in this plan, and that God will make sure that it is worked out according to his word. Right now, I think, as I mentioned earlier, we just saw one of the new seals opened this last year, and I'll talk about that when we get in chapter 6, and we are jumping another hurdle in the book of Revelation right now, this last year and this year, as we speak. And I will explain that in a few minutes. In the meantime, let's take a little break, and let's hear another wonderful song. Now remember, you can order these songs. You just Google the name of the songs as I say them. And we're going to listen to Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. And this one is sung by Stuart Townsend. Lord, I lift your name on high. Let's enjoy it together. We'll be right back.
Your praises.
We're going to read right now in chapter 6 of Revelation, the last book in the Bible. And this is regarding the opening of the seals in order, containing a prophecy of the end of the world by John the Divine. Now remember, much of what is written in the Bible, but especially in Revelation, is symbolism or metaphor. And that's what makes it more difficult to understand. So when we talk about opening seals, you and I are not literally going to see some seal open, but it's symbolically speaking. And God, or the angel, in whatever case it be, probably opening seal literally, but we may not see it, except for in what happens around us on earth. So in verse 1, here's St. John the Divine saying, "And I saw, when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts, or living creatures, saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." There are a couple of verses there referenced, if you want to look it up. It looks like Zechariah chapter 6, verse 3 and 11. And it says CH, I would assume that to be Chronicles 14 and 19. Because if it were 1 Corinthians, it would be COR. Okay, verse 3, "And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red." So first we've had a white horse. Now secondly, a red horse. "Now the white horse had a crown and a bow and went out to conquer." So that signifies power and probably authority. The red horse had power given to him and set thereon to take peace from the earth and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Well, we have had decades and decades of wars and battle and very few years of peace in between the wars when you look back and read history. So we have lived through that. I was fortunate, like some of you, to have been born after World War II, and we basically had 15, 20 years of, and I grew up in peace. So to read about the wars and now to see them is something unreal to me. I don't know about you, except that we see it happening around us. We don't understand it, except that God predicted it. And it is a part of what he knew would happen. Verse 5, "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand." Now usually balances have something to do with law or a balance of power. It's usually like a scale with two empty, what would you call them, plates that are balanced on top of a post. That's the symbol of law. But it can also stand for power. So let's see what the scripture says. And verse 6, "I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." So it appears that they're measuring the wheat for money. That it has to do with the economy here, it sounds like. and buying and selling merchants. Verse 7, and when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell, or Hades, another word we say for that, followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. I believe that this pale horse is what we have seen in action beginning last year, and we're seeing now this year as well. This is the fourth horse, the pale horse, the horse of death and hell. And that is a difficult time for many, but especially for those in the fourth part of the earth. Now, I have my opinion as to what that is. I hope it doesn't offend you of those who live in that part of the earth. To think that you're living in that part of the earth. You know, I don't have any control over that. I'm just the messenger. I'm just reading and interpreting what I see. And what I see, perhaps some of you have seen on Facebook, is that new kingdom that has just joined together over one fourth of the earth, that covers across North Africa and through Saudi Arabia and into the Mid East. And that is where so much death is occurring right now. And this power was given over unto them, and I'm sorry, I hope it doesn't hurt your feelings, but it seems apparent that our own president, the United States, was instrumental, along with the UN and others possibly, in giving them this power. It was given over unto them. It says right here in verse 8, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword. And isn't what they're killing with? They're cutting heads off with swords. And with hunger. And aren't people starving to death throughout Africa and the Middle East and India and Asia? And with the beasts, or wild beasts, of the earth. We are seeing that right now. As we have just seen the revealing of the pale horse and the reign or the rule of death and hell that is following them. Now, I'm not putting any judgment on those people or our president or anybody else who might have handed this over to them. I'm merely calling it like I see and observe, and you have been an instrument of God. Whether you believe in God or not, whether you had a different opinion while you were doing it, God knew you were going to do it thousands of years ago. And it's been written for us to see unfolded for us in our life. God is amazing. And His grace is amazing. Verse 9, and when He had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Now, I believe we're in a transition period from the pale horse to the fifth seal, where we're going to see more and more the souls of those under the altar that have been slain for the word of God as it becomes revealed to us around the world. That seal will be revealing to us as the fifth seal. And for the testimony for which they held, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? In other words, how long, Lord, are we going to have to wait to see your judgment upon those who have killed us innocent victims of their evil. This is what the Bible says. This is not my word. This is God's word, as shown through John over 2,000 years ago on the island of Patmos in a revelation. That's why it's called the Book of Revelation. And verse 11, and white robes were given unto every one of them. That's those who suffered under the altar. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. In other words, God knows how many are going to be, persecuted and killed. And when that time is ended, God knows. And he will move on then to the sixth seal, verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. So when we know we have this great earthquake, we will have passed the fifth seal and gone into the sixth seal. And I believe we're approaching very soon. I don't know. Maybe this is this Armageddon type event that everybody is predicting, or the Mayans in the 2012 calendar. I don't know, but it could be, because it says there was a great earthquake. Well, we know when there was a great flood in the time of Noah, it flooded the whole earth. And the only people who were survived were those on the ark that Noah and his family had built, and his family and animals that he had placed on the ark. So, and lo, there was a great earthquake. I would believe it will be huge and widespread. I don't know if it will be around the whole world, but definitely the whole world will know about it. And the sun became black. Well, the whole world will know when the sun is black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became blood, which we know is the color of red. And everyone will know that. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely, unripe figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, when it rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondsman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, us is yet to come, and who shall be able to stand? Well, we'll look forward in the rest of the scriptures here as to who will be able to stand. There's nothing like reading the Bible. It is the greatest book ever written, not only because it's written by God and those he inspired, but because it was written on a highly intellectual level. And written with great style, with great literary style, using metaphors, symbolism, and many literary mechanisms that make it highly intellectual and quite interesting to study and figure out. So that's the end of chapter 6. I plan to read one more chapter, but before we do, I would like to sing the rest of Amazing Grace. And if you know it, sing it with me, because I'm not doing any music background, so it shouldn't be delayed. The Lord has promised good. good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. Yea, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. Many of you know this next one. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. And this last one was also the first one, the one that almost everyone around the world knows. Sing it with me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see, was blind, but now I see. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I hope you learned that one. It's a wonderful one, a wonderful song to sing and praise the name of the Lord with. Well, I'm going to take a short break again and play another song, and then I will be back to read chapter 7. Isn't this book exciting? Let's listen to There's Something About That Name, and I think you will all agree there is something special about that name, and you're going to find out what that name is, and Gloria Gaither's going to sing that for us. Let's listen to Gloria Gaither.
Jesus, Jesus. Mere mention of his name can calm the storm, heal the broken, raise dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, derelicts transformed, lights of hope put into the eyes of a hopeless child. At the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love and forgiveness. Arguments cease. I've heard her mother softly breathe his name at the bedside of a child delirious from fever. And I've watched as that little body grew quiet and the fever brow cool. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to whisper her sweetest name, Jesus, Jesus. Embers have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claimed it. Yet it still stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race, shall rise in one mighty chorus to proclaim the name Jesus. For in that day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is truly Lord. So you see, it was not mere chance that caused an angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, His name shall be called Jesus. Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Oh, there is something about that name.
Salvation, eternal life, healing, peace, joy, love, long-suffering, understanding, the gifts of the Spirit, and helping others, and harmony and peace around the world. We will see a day when Christ rules and reigns on the earth. Christ will rule and reign on the earth one day in the future, and all this death and evil will be tied up, chained up, so to speak, as the Bible says, and we will see 1,000 years of peace and harmony. Won't that be glorious, and won't that be wonderful? Now we're going to read in chapter 7 of Revelation. So open your Bible to chapter 7. Praise the Lord. The angel sealeth the servants of God in their forehead, and the number of them that were sealed will be discussed in this chapter 7. In verse 1, and after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Now we know the earth is round, so that's symbolically speaking. What it means is from four point apart from each other around the circumference of the earth. It means it encompasses all of the earth. And it may also mean, I tend to believe, since it says four corners, God knows what he means, it would likely mean all of the earth's atmosphere in that area, in the four corners. Circle would be like box, square. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, where the sun rises, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. So these angels will be given an assignment by God to hurt the earth and the sea. It is a form of judgment. But this angel ascending from the east said, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of children of Israel. So you might ask, why are there only 144,000? And why are they of the tribes of Israel? Well, Christianity teaches that there is a time in which those who know God and are Christians will be raptured. And it's very likely that this is after the Christians are gone, and after this time of persecution, there will be those of the tribes of Israel who come to know the Lord as a personal Savior. They believe in the Messiah. They believe he hasn't been here yet. Christians believe he was here many years ago as Jesus, and that he will return again on the Mount of Olives. But do believe he is yet to make his birth. So he's going to steal the foreheads, 144,000. Now, we don't know if that's an exact number or a symbolic number, because we know when God talked about the creation of the earth in 7 days, many people take that as symbolic as well. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of God were sealed. I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on here, but of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Aser were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. So also of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. So we'll see here that he's talking about the Jews and their descendants. So this indicates to many that the Christians are somewhere else, because now the angel of God is going to meet judgment upon the earth. But again, the Jews will be protected, just as they were in the days of Egypt, when the death angel came over Egypt and killed all the firstborn of the Egyptians. But the Jews who had spread lamb's blood on their door posts, their firstborn were saved. And so this is a protection mechanism that God is going to use again. Verse 9, After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, their living creatures, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, Amen, or Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And when one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, my Lord, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among, or spread his tabernacle over them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sunlight on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and be their shepherd, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, waters of life, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Now that last verse we just read, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, has some references to greed. And one is in Psalm 36, Isaiah 25, and Jonah 10. So when we come back, I'm going to look those up, see what they say, so that you get an idea of what you're going to find when you read a scripture that is referenced in the Bible. This is a special Bible that has references and many study components to it, which makes it special. But before we do that, this is our time that we like to give every time for those who would like to come to know the Lord Jesus. We like to tell you a little bit about what it is to be a part of God's family and to accept Jesus as your Savior. In John 3:16, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In John 1:2, But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. John 3:3, And Jesus said, You must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. Romans 5:8, But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, for our salvation. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. John 10:10, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have life more abundantly. In Isaiah 53:4-5, Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities or sins. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, or his wounds, stripes of that whip upon his back, we are healed. That is the meaning of being a Christian, is to accept God as your Savior. And and to ask forgiveness, to accept forgiveness. So if you would like to become a child of God and a part of His family, pray this prayer with me together. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I have been separated from You. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed His blood for my sin, and I receive Your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way of walking in darkness and step into the light, walking Your way. Lord Jesus, I now invite You into my heart, my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey You as the Lord of my life all the days of my life. And I ask for the guidance and friendship and spiritual wisdom that the Holy Spirit will give as Your gift You gave in the book of John. And I ask, Lord, that You will help me to grow into the stature of Jesus Christ, become a strong, mature Christian. Pray these things, expression of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise You, Lord, for all those who have accepted You into their heart as their personal Lord. And pray, Lord, that You would give them strength and wisdom and the ability to understand the Scriptures in order to change their lives. We know this is an act of one's will, change one's life and to be a better person, show kindness and love to others, show the goodness that God has shown us and that God has within His Spirit for us to fulfill upon the earth. And we just thank You, Lord, for Your many blessings. We know the angels in heaven are singing as those have come to know You. Praise You. Praise You. Thank You. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Let's just enjoy the rest of this song together. Quietly worship the Lord, and I will continue. More to come right after this song. Praise the name of the Lord. let's enjoy together one more song, In Christ Alone, sung by Joanne Hogg, before we say goodnight tonight. I'll be back with you after this song, but let's just praise and worship the Lord together in this song, In Christ Alone. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. thou art worthy, Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things. For thy pleasure they are and were created. Praise the name. Bow down and worship, Lord. Well, we've come to the end of another broadcast. It's been my pleasure to be with you. And I hope that you will join us again next time. Every Friday night, we move forward in a new chapter. On Wednesday night, each week, we cover the same chapter during the same month because we are interpreting in different languages. We have Thai, Spanish, and Vietnamese right now, and we're hoping to start another language. Swahili is usually on Friday night when John can call in, but he's been sick this week. So we're hoping to add Arabic. Please pray that that will work out. I have asked someone, but the person has not responded yet. So let's pray that this friend who speaks Arabic is willing to do this with us, interpret in Arabic. And I have another friend who speaks Chinese, but she's busy right now. So I know down the road we will add languages. And if you know of someone who would like to call in and interpret for us, please email me at diane@lenning.com. diane@lenning.com. I'm so glad you've been with us. I know that God loves you and He will be with you to take care of you. Now, He doesn't promise that everything will be perfect and wonderful, but He promises that He will be with us. And I was going to go to one of the references it said, and one was the 23rd Psalm. So I didn't forget here. So I have to read that, because that's one of my favorite ones. It's a wonderful one. And as I recall, in this version, in this Bible, it's one of my favorite versions. It's one that I memorized as a kid when I was 10 years old, I think. Maybe younger. Psalm 23. Now, many of you know it. You can listen and follow along or say it with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He lead me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise the name of the Lord. I love the book of Psalms. They are very uplifting and encouraging. And you can get just a book of the Psalms in one. And my friend Maria, who is right now in Thailand, requested I read Psalm 143. So I'll read that one. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness. as those that have been long dead. Therefore it is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works and doings. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty, weary land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hideth not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee I do trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide thee. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. In thy righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's just pray that right now. Dear Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would cut off our enemies and destroy all of them that afflict our souls and try to attack God's people. Lord, either that or woo them unto you by your Spirit, Lord. But keep them from being able to harm us, we pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bind evil that might come against God's children, and we loose the power of your angels on their behalf to fight and protect them on your behalf. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And we believe it in Jesus' name. For it says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. And God is here with us as we read and pray these scriptures right now. There with you. Right now, Lord, we pray to bless and keep them, keep their hearts right with God, help them to walk in the light, the ways of the Lord, and to drop off the ways of sin that they used to live, and help them to put on the armor of God as told in Ephesians chapter 6. Lord, help us to stand tall and strong, for you, our Savior, Lord Jesus, and God, our Father, the help of the Holy Spirit. We praise you for it and thank you for it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I want you to remember, God loves you, and I love you too, and all our co-hosts love you. Maria, our producer, loves you, and we look forward to that time someday when we meet together in heaven. We'll say, you're the lady who told me about the Lord speaking on the internet, and I will say, praise the Lord. You're the people who heard the voice of God as I shared it on the internet. Praise the Lord for that, for your salvation. So take care. Until next time, God loves you, and I love you too. Bye-bye.